The Guardian.
What's the latest from the state-run Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has said about when we're likely to get the official results of this election?
They've finally begun releasing results this morning from constituencies for the House of Assembly, which is the lower house of parliament. They've released 24 so far. Half of them have gone to the ruling zone of PF, the other half to the opposition MDC. But these tell us nothing about the presidential vote, and they're being released at such a slow pace that it's going to be days before we get around to the presidential vote, which the opposition says it has sources inside the commission, indicates that, in fact, they are manipulating the numbers and attempting to bleed out the results very slowly, so people don't really notice what's going on until it's too late.
Outside Zimbabwe, there's concern at this delay from the EU and from other countries. They're saying that the longer the wait for the results, the greater the suspicion is that this election is being rigged.
Yes, and that's exactly what the opposition is saying. It's not clear at all from these early results, partly because the constituencies have changed in this country, whether there has been fundamental manipulation. But as many more results come out, we'll have a clearer idea. The opposition this morning said that its latest count gives it 60%, its candidate, Morgan Tsvangirai, 60% of the vote, and Robert Mugabe, 30%. So if that is an accurate reflection, and others, independent monitors have backed up figures broadly in that ballpark, 55% for Tsvangirai, 38% for Mugabe. If, of course, the vote is being manipulated, it will be quite clear that it's substantially different from that. This is not just tinkering with a few numbers. Whole constituencies' outcomes are going to have to be reversed.
In previous elections, the presidential election results have come out earlier. So what reason is the Electoral Commission giving for this delay?
Well, they say this election is complicated, to use their phraseology, in part because it is more than one election. It now involves the two houses of parliament and the presidential election, whereas in years past those things used to be separate. That has the opposition saying, well, how is it that we as the opposition and the independent monitors are able to collate results which are being posted publicly on polling station by polling station and come up with these figures that they say are provable and very accurate, and the official Electoral Commission is unable to release any figures at all for more than 36 hours. And, of course, that only feeds the suspicion, which would seem to be well-grounded, that that the Electoral Commission is either going to interfere with the figures or had been told to delay the results for political reasons.
Now, there are some foreign election monitors there in Zimbabwe. What are they saying about this?
Well, the Pan-African Union has expressed great concern over the pace of the release of the results by the Electoral Commission. Most of the independent or international monitors are holding off on a verdict until they see what these results are. The Southern African Development Community issued a statement last night, which was its verdict on the election, saying that it looked free and fair, but that was based solely on the actions of polling day, and they haven't bothered to wait around to see what the results of the elections are. So that, to be honest, is not being treated as a very serious judgment on the election.
Mugabe's been in power for 28 years. He's thought of fixed elections before, at least one. How likely is it that he'll concede?
Well, I think the general feeling in Zimbabwe is it's very unlikely. These delays have reinforced the perception that he's unlikely to concede. There was a meeting last night of the Joint Operations Command, which is essentially his military cabinet. They discussed the various options, apparently, according to the sources we've been listening to. And it seems that there was a fair determination on the part of both Mugabe and the upper echelons of the ruling ZANU-PF not to just give in, to find a way around what they regard as just a political problem.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.